not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, with you for a whole another hour here, and I'm covering the top 25 censored news stories of 2007, stories that you've never seen covered in mainstream corporate media, and of course the reasons why are evident as I read through. And I'm, by the way, folks, I'm not reading all the articles. I'm just giving you a highlight of what it is that you don't hear about mainstream. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with a lot of the listening audience, but we have a lot of new listeners on, and I want to bring this to their attention so that they know. And there's always been this, and I've heard this, and I know you've heard it so many times, you know, well, it's got to be true because they said it on television. Well, that is probably, that probably counts among the biggest lies ever told, because there's very little of anything on mainstream corporate news that is told to us that is actually true. It's all spin and all lies, and you don't find that out until you wake up, as a lot of my listening audience knows. Number 13, new evidence establishes the dangers of the pesticide Roundup. New studies from both sides of the Atlantic reveal that Roundup, the most widely used weed killer in the world, and by the way, they use this on our corn, they use this on our grain, they use this on a lot of the stuff that is we find in our grocery stores to eat, folks, poses serious human health threats. More than 75% of the genetically modified crops are engineered to tolerate the absorption of Roundup. It eliminates all plants that are not genetically modified. Monsanto Incorporated, the major engineer of genetically modified crops, is also the producer of Roundup. Thus, while Roundup was formulated as a weapon against weeds, it has become a prevalent ingredient in most of our food crops. Three recent studies show that Roundup, which is used by farmers and home gardeners, is not the safe product we have been led to trust. A group of scientists led by biochemist Professor Gilles Eric Seralini from the University of Cayenne in France found that human placental cells are very sensitive to Roundup at concentrations lower than those currently used in agricultural application. Boy, oh boy. Oh, what a surprise, huh? Oh, well, the wonders never cease. Let's continue on here. Number 14. Now, hold on to your seats with this one, folks. I know you heard about this, and I think it was originally reported, what was this, in, I don't know, maybe February or March, I think of, well, maybe last year, was it 2006 or 2007, I'm not sure. Homeland Security contracts our friends Kellogg Brown & Root, the subsidiary of Halliburton, to build detention centers here in the United States. Halliburton's subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, announced on January 24, 2006, that it had been awarded a $385 million contingency contract by the Department of Homeland Security to build detention camps in the United States. Now, how many of you new listeners out there have heard any of this on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, or NBC? Nobody. Because nobody's going to report that. According to a press release posted on the Halliburton website, the contract, which is effective immediately, provides for establishing temporary detention and processing capabilities to augment existing Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention and removal operations program facilities in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants into the United States, or to support the rapid development of new programs. The contingency support contract provides for planning and, if required, initiation of specific engineering, construction, and logistics support tasks to establish, operate, and maintain one or more expansion facilities. And if you think, and again, this is for the benefit of my new listening audience, if you think for a minute that this is only applying to immigrants, then I would suggest that you read Section 802 of the Patriot Act. And also go and read a little bit of the Military Commissions Act, if you will. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open. You can call in with a question or comment if you like, 800-313-9443. And I'll be back with more in 3 minutes.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to make. Talking about the top 25 censored mainstream news stories, folks, and I was on number 14, Homeland Security Contracts, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Before the break, I had mentioned read Section 802 of the Patriot Act or the Military Commissions Act, but we don't want to forget S-1959 that's sitting in the Senate right now, and that's the Homegrown Terrorist Radicalization Act, which, you know, I'm sure that one of the reasons why they're building these facilities is for people like us that know the truth and remember what George Bush said way back in 2001. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists, and you need to substitute that word us with globalists. What he really meant to say, which is a half-truth, he wasn't really lying, because his definition of us is a globalist. And if you're not a globalist, then you're not with them. And you're not with them as far as they're concerned, you're with the terrorists. Henceforth, the reason why they're building these prison camps in the United States. Just thought I'd throw that in there for you folks in case you didn't know. Number 15. Chemical industry is Environmental Protection Agency's primary research partner. The United States Environmental Protection Agency research program is increasingly relying upon corporate joint ventures, according to agency documents obtained by public employees for environmental responsibility. The American Chemical Council, and now EPA's leading research partner, and the EPA is diverting funds from basic health and environmental research towards research that addresses regulatory concerns of corporate funders. Since the beginning of Bush's first term in office, there has been a significant increase in cooperative research and development agreements. What a surprise. With individual corporations or industry associations. During Bush's first 4 years, the Environmental Protection Agency entered into 57 corporate CRADAS, compared to 34 such agreements during the Clinton second term. EPA scientists claim that corporations are influencing the agency's research agenda through financial inducements. What a surprise. One EPA scientist wrote, "Many of us in the labs feel like we work for contracts." In April 2005, EPA's Science Advisory Board warned that the agency was no longer funding credible public health research. It noted, for example, that the EPA was falling behind on issues such as intercontinental pollution, transport, and nanotechnology. Gee, I wonder why. So the chemical industry is now the EPA's primary research partner. And coincidentally, the program has been stepped up since George Bush took office. Gee, I wonder if there's any coincidence there. Well, now, number 16. Ecuador and Mexico defy the United States on International Criminal Court. They defy the United States on the International Criminal Court. Well, Ecuador and Mexico have refused to sign bilateral immunity agreements with the United States in the ratification of the International Criminal Court, the ICC treaty. Now, for those of you who don't know, an international – now, if why would they need – if they're not going to a global government, why would they need and why would the United States government sign on to a, quote, international criminal court? Ask yourself that question. Despite the Bush administration's threat to withhold economic aid, both countries confirmed allegiance to the ICC, the international body established to try individuals accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. In June 22, 2005, Ecuador's President Alfredo Palacios vocalized emphatic refusal to sign the BIA, also known as Article 98, Agreement to the Rome Statute of the ICC, in spite of Washington's threat to withhold $70 million a year in military aid. Well, isn't that just typical? Do this, or we will withhold military or any other kind of aid to you. You know, it reminds me, I saw a video clip. I listened to Charles Giuliani's show today and that Russell Means interview, and Charles had brought up John Perkins, and Russell Means had brought up John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And I watched this. It's an excellent video, and I would suggest that anybody watch it. But there's a part in there where he stipulates his job was to go in when there was a new president of a country that was elected, and it was a democratic election, and it was an election by the people. His job was to walk in there and tell this new president, on the one hand here, Mr. New President, I have $200 million for you that's going to take care of you and your family and all your family's offspring for as long as time may hold. On the other hand, I've got a gun in my hand, and I'm going to kill you if you don't go along with the powers that be. This is what these new presidents that come in under a democratically elected country, government, are faced with, according to John Perkins, the author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I found that was very interesting. If you'd like to see that video, go into Google and just type in John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And there's a – I believe it's about a – oh, 2.5 hour maybe It's a lecture that he gave. Just excellent, folks, and I strongly recommend you take a look at it. For those of you who are unaware of what really goes on around the world with these economic hitmen, CIA and whatever, because it's nothing like they profess in the mainstream media. Okay, moving right along here. Number 17, the Iraqi invasion promotes the OPEC agenda. According to a report from journalist Greg Palast, the United States invasion of Iraq was indeed about oil. However, it wasn't to destroy OPEC, as claimed by neoconservatives in the administration, but to take part in it. The United States' strategic occupation of Iraq has been an effective means of acquiring access to the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, as long as the interim government adheres to the production caps set by the organization. The United States will ensure profits to the international oil companies, the OPEC cartel, and Russia. With a prolonged insurgency following the invasion, along with internal corruption and pipeline destruction, hardline neoconservative plans for the completely privatized Iraq were dashed. According to some administration insiders, the idea of a laissez-faire, or free market construction of Iraq, was never a serious consideration. What a surprise. One oil industry consultant to Iraq told Palace he was amused by, quote, the obsession of neoconservative writers on ways to undermine OPEC, unquote. Oh, what is, I'm telling you, it just, I don't know why I'm excited today. Well, I do know why I'm excited today. I told you that at the beginning of the show. But when I read this stuff, and it, you know, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be amusing. Because, again, I go back to folks, and I want you to do the same for the sake of my veteran listeners. Go back to a time, put your mind around a time where you weren't awake, where you didn't know, and you just looked at the TV set, you know, sitting on the sofa with your pop or your beer or whatever, watching, you know, the mainstream news. And half believe in them, half not. You know, knowing, if you were like me, knowing something was wrong, but never really knowing what or why. And then now you look at, you know, you fast forward to today. And if you're like me, again, as I say, I now have access to a TV, and I pick and choose what it is I want to watch and why I want to watch it. For example, I watched Meet the Press the other day when Tim Russert interviewed Ron Paul. And Ron Paul did a very good job of that, but I pick and choose exactly what I want to watch because these mainstream pundits, I know who they are, why they are, you know, how they got to be, how much money they get paid, why they lie, when they lie, the spin that they put on things, that all they're doing is parroting, as most of you know out there, what they're told to say by a government-infiltrated corporate media. So if it wasn't so tragic, it would be amusing. Number 18, and we all remember this one, physicists challenge the official 9/11 story. Research into the events of September 11th by Brigham Young University physics professor Stephen E. Jones concludes that the official explanation for the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings is implausible. According to laws of physics, in other words, according to Stephen Jones, as we all know, physics took a vacation that day. Jones is calling for an independent international scientific investigation guided not by politicized notions or constraints, but rather by observations and calculations. In debunking the official explanation of the collapse of the three World Trade Center buildings, Jones cites the complete, rapid, and symmetrical collapse of the buildings, the horizontal explosions, or squibs, evidenced in films of the collapses, the fact that the antenna dropped first in the North Tower, suggesting the use of explosives in the core columns, and the large pools of molten metal observed in the basement areas of both towers. We all know that story. Since then, Professor Jones has been dismissed from Brigham Young University. But I'm going to expound on that just for a moment for the sake of the new listeners. If you have any doubts about or you still believe the official explanation of 9/11, and this comes from the position of myself as being a pilot, and I will tell you that when a pilot files a flight plan, and this, by the way, for no other reason, if you have any question about 9/11 being an inside job or whether the government had any complicity in 9/11, as a pilot, if you file a flight plan and you're on course from point A to point B in a destination, and if you get off course and you do not answer radio contact with the controllers or you turn off your transponder, within 15 minutes you've got an F-15 or an F-16 on your tail because they do not allow that to happen. And it happened in the year of 2001. I believe the figure was 78 times it happened prior to September 11, 2001, where a pilot would get off course. Now, how do I know that the government was complicit in it? Forget about all the other myriads of evidence. Just that one factor alone tells me that the government had to do something. They had to stand down that day. Because if they wouldn't have stood down that day, there would have been fighters on the butt of every one of those airliners within 15 minutes. Somebody inside of the FAA had to stand down. They had to be ordered to stand down. That's how I know, and how do I say that? I say that from a position of being certified in private investigation, plus the fact that I'm a pilot, licensed pilot, and I know the protocol. So there you go. All right, moving on to number 19. Destruction of rainforests are the worst ever. New developments in satellite imaging technology reveal that the Amazon rainforest is being destroyed twice as quickly as previously estimated due to the surreptitious practice of selective logging. A survey published in the October 21st issue of Journal Science is based on images made possible by new ultra-high-resolution satellite imaging technique developed by scientists affiliated with the Carnegie Institution and Stanford University. Never heard that on mainstream news, did you? We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with the top 25 stories unreported in mainstream corporate media. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, this day after Christmas 2007, and I'm reviewing the top 25 censored corporate mainstream news stories of 2007. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Number 20, bottled water, a global environmental problem. How many of you know that? Consumers spend a collective $100 billion every year on bottled water in the belief, often mistaken, that it is better for us than which flows out of our taps. Worldwide, bottled water consumption surged to 41 billion gallons. That's all the way back in 2004, up 57% since 1999. Even in areas where tap water is safe to drink, demand for bottled water is increasing. But my question is, how do you know where, what area is tap water safe to drink, especially with the chemtrail chemicals coming out, plus all the other chemicals they put in the water, including fluoride? Hello. Anyway, producing unnecessary garbage and consuming vast quantities of energy, reports Earth Policy Institute researcher Emily Arnold. Although in much of the world, including Europe and the United States, more regulations govern the quality of tap water than bottled water can cost up to 10,000 times more. At up to $10 per gallon, bottled water costs more than gasoline in the United States. There is no question that clean, affordable drinking water is essential to the health of our global community. But bottled water is not the answer in a developed world, nor does it solve problems for the 1.1 billion people who lack a secure water supply. Improving and expanding existing water treatment and sanitation systems is more likely to provide safe and sustainable sources of water over the long term. Members of the United Nations have agreed to half the proportion of people who lack reliable and lasting access to safe drinking water by the year 2015. To meet this goal, they would have to double the $15 billion spent every year on the water supply and sanitation. While this amount may seem large, it pales into comparison with the estimated $100 billion spent each year on bottled water. That's interesting. These people, this is out of One World Net. This faculty evaluator Liz Close, who is, sounds to me almost like they're trying to get us to drink water out of the tap. No, thank you. I think I'll pass on that. Let's see. Number 21, gold mining threatens ancient Andean glaciers. Barrick Gold, a powerful multinational gold mining company, planned to melt three Andean glaciers in order to access gold deposits through open pit mining. The water from the glaciers would have been held for refreezing in the following winters. Opposition to the mine because of destruction of water sources for Andean farmers was widespread in Chile and the rest of the world. Barrick Gold's Pascua Lama project represents one of the largest foreign investments in Chile in recent years, totaling $1.5 billion. However, some 70,000 downstream farmers, backed by international environmentalist organizations and activists around the world, waged a campaign against the proposed mine. In the fall of 2005, environmental activists dumped crushed ice outside the local headquarters of Barrick Gold in Santiago. Thousands had marched earlier in the year shouting slogans such as, "We are not a North American colony," and handing out nuggets of fool's gold emblazoned with the words "Oro Sucio," dirty gold. Interesting. We are not part. Now, this is coming from South America, folks. We are not part of a North American colony. It sounds to me like those people down there are just as much against the North American Union as we are. Oh, and by the way, for those new listeners who don't know what a North American Union is, I would suggest you go in and Google www.spp.gov, and then you can see what Lou Dobbs has been reporting all along, that indeed they are trying to merge United States, Canada, and Mexico into a North American Union, which all of the mainstream news, with the exception of Lou Dobbs, is poo-pooing and saying we're all tinfoil hat-wearing idiots. And if you would like any further information on that, go onto my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and you can look at a clip on the North American Union on interesting clips. So there you go. So much for that one. All right, moving on down. Let's see. Where are we at here? Gold mining threat. Okay, number 22. I'm getting down to a really, really interesting here one shortly, folks, so stick with me here. Let's see. Number 22, billions in Homeland Security spending are undisclosed. What a surprise. More than $8 billion in Homeland Security funds has been doled out to states since the September 11, 2001 attacks, but the public has little chance of knowing how or where the money is being spent. Out of the 34 states that responded to Congressional Quarterly's inquiries on Homeland Security spending, 12 have laws or policies that preclude the public disclosure of details on Homeland Security's purchases. Many states have adopted relevant non-disclosure clauses from the Freedom of Information Act, which, by the way, remember, we don't have access to anything from the Pentagon. They've outlawed that. We can't do that anymore. The reason, state officials say, is that the information could be useful to terrorists. And then you have to ask yourself the question, who exactly are the terrorists? Remember, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Who is us? We are the globalists. Okay, so if we're not a globalist, what are we? In their mind, what are we? If we're not a globalist, according to them, and according to S-1959, the Homegrown Radicalization Act that they're going to try to pass when the Senate reconvenes after the first of the year, we may very well be terrorists. And the reason, state officials say, that the information could be useful to terrorists. Remember, the Homeland Security spending. Now, Homeland Security spending, useful to the terrorists. If I were a terrorist, would I care how much Homeland Security is spending? I could care less. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I will continue with this. Billions in Homeland Security spending undisclosed when I get back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm reading off to you the top 25 censored mainstream corporate media stories that should have been reported mainstream but weren't because they don't want you to know. Number 23, U.S. oil targets the Kyoto in Europe. Lobbyists funded by the United States oil industry have launched a campaign in Europe aimed at derailing efforts to tackle the greenhouse gas, pollution, and climate change. Documents obtained by Greenpeace reveal a systematic plan to persuade European business, politicians, and the media that the European Union should abandon its commitments under the Kyoto Protocols, the international agreement that aims to reduce emissions that lead to global warming. The documents, an email, and a PowerPoint presentation describe efforts to establish a European coalition to challenge the course of the EU's post-2012 agenda. They were written by Chris Horner, a Washington, D.C. lawyer and senior fellow at the right-wing think tank, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which has received more than $1.3 million funding from the United States oil giant ExxonMobil. Horner also acts for the Cooler Heads Coalition, a group set up to dispel the myth of global warming. Well, we all know that that's a myth. Moving right along, here is – now, the next two are my favorites, folks. this is number 24, and this is going to tell you why Dick Cheney has been, you know, vociferously beating the war drums to attack Iran, Iraq, or anybody that he can attack. Number 24, Cheney's Halliburton stock rose – get this, folks – over 3,000%. Vice President Dick Cheney's stock options in Halliburton rose from $241,498 in 2004 to over $8 million in 2005, an increase of more than 3,000% as Halliburton continues to rake in billions of dollars from no-bid, no-audit government contracts. An analysis released by Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat from New Jersey, reveals that as Halliburton's fortunes rise, so do the vice president's. Halliburton has already taken more than $10 billion from the Bush-Cheney administration for work in Iraq. They were also awarded many of the unaccountable post-Katrina government contracts as offshore subsidiaries of Halliburton quietly worked around U.S. sanctions to conduct very questionable business with Iran. It is unseemly, notes Lautenberg, for the vice president to continue to benefit from this company at the same time his administration funnels billions of dollars to it. According to the vice president's federal financial disclosure forms, he holds the following Halliburton stock options: 100,000 shares that expires December. Well, actually, it just expired December 3rd of this year. Vested shares: 33,333 shares. At the time, it was $28.12 a share. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. My mistake, folks. He's got 100,000 shares that just expired at $54.50 a share that expired December 3rd of this year. He's got another 33,333 shares at $28.12 a share vested to expire December 2nd, 2008. And he's got an additional 300,000 shares at $39.50 a share vested that expires December 2nd, 2009. Now, I haven't done the math on this to figure it out, but that is in the millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, and will at least partially answer the question as to why Dick Cheney is consistently beating the war drums to attack anybody and everybody. Because he's making millions and millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, off of Halliburton stock. The vice president has attempted to fend off criticism by signing an agreement to donate the after-tax profits of these stock options to charities of his choice. And his lawyer has said he will not take any tax deduction for the donations. However, the Congressional Research Service concluded in September of 2003 that holding stock options while in elective office does constitute a financial interest, regardless of whether the holder of the options will donate proceeds to charities. Valued at over $9 million, the president could exercise his stock options for a substantial windfall, not only benefit his designated charities, but also providing Halliburton with a tax deduction. Well, now, let's just do the math. I mean, think about it, folks. Now, does that not give us a really, really good clue as to why Dick Cheney has been beating the war drums to attack anybody and everybody since Lord knows when? And as a lot of you know, I've had Dave Lindorf on my program more than one time talking about the impeachment of Cheney and Bush. And on my website, you can go in there and cast a vote for impeachment of Cheney and Bush, www.theamericanawakening.org. But all of these people, that you know, Bush, Cheney, all of these people are heavily invested in defense contractors. Henceforth, the perpetuity of keeping this, you know, this ongoing war against terror operational, if you will. Oh, God, hopefully that provides some answers. And I know a lot of you people, I'm speaking to the choir, but some of these new listeners need to know this. Okay, ready for this one? Number 25, the United States military in Paraguay threatens the region. Let's think about this. Wasn't it in Paraguay just last year that our Führer, Ein Busch, just bought 100,000 acres of property down there? Yes, 500 U.S. troops arrived in Paraguay with planes, weapons, and ammunition in July of 2005, shortly after the Paraguayan Senate granted U.S. troops immunity from national and international criminal court jurisdiction. Neighboring countries and human rights organizations are concerned that the massive air base at Mariscal Estigarribia, Paraguay, is potentially real estate for the U.S. military. And that, if I remember correctly, that's surprisingly close to where George Bush just bought that property. While the United States and Paraguayan officials vehemently deny ambitions to establish a United States military base at Mariscal Estacaribia, the ICC immunity agreement and U.S. counterterrorism training exercises have increased suspicion that the U.S. is building a stronghold in a region that is strategic to resource and military interests. The Mariscal Estacaribia air base is within 124 miles of Bolivia and Argentina and 200 miles from Brazil, near the triple frontier where Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina meet. And yes, that just affirms and concludes. I remember that. It's the triple frontier where Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina meet, which is exactly where George Bush bought that 100,000 acres of land. What a coincidence, huh? Bolivia's natural gas reserves are the second largest in South America, while the triple frontier region is home to the Guarani Aquifer, one of the world's largest freshwater sources. Not surprisingly, U.S. rhetoric is building about terrorist threats in the tri-border region. Dongle reports claims by defense officials that Hezbollah and Hamas, radical Islamic groups from the Middle East, receive significant funding from the Triple Frontier, and that growing unrest in this region could leave a political black hole that would erode other democratic efforts. Dongle notes that in spite of frequent attempts to link terror networks to the tri-border area, there is little evidence of a connection. No, there is absolutely no evidence of a collection. I mean, this, you know what this reeks of, folks? This reeks of the same garbage that has been spewed at us all along. Here we have, you know, George Bush that coincidentally buys 100,000 acres down in Paraguay that is right on that triple border, and now we have, you know, the troops that are going down there immunized, by the way, from any type of prosecution because there's the possibility of Hamas. Now, Hamas, that has something to do with Israel-Lebanon, right? I don't know. I haven't researched that too, but it's Hamas and Hezbollah. Now, we heard those two names come up last year when supposedly Syria attacked Israel, right? And there was a couple of soldiers that Syria kidnapped from Israel, which we later found out that the two kidnapped soldiers were on Syrian soil when they were kidnapped. I don't know. But at any rate, the bottom line is, isn't it a coincidence that here they're building this base, or then they've got all these United States immunized military guys down there, really, really close to where George Bush just bought 100,000 acres. I find that fascinating. Okay, let's see. Oh, here we go. The base's proximity to Bolivia may cause even more concern. Bolivia has a long history of popular protest against United States exploitation of its vast natural gas reserves. Well, hello, I guess so. I'd be worried about it, too, if they were building a base down there. But the resulting election of leftist President Evo Morales, who on May 1, 2006 signed a decree nationalizing all of Bolivia's gas reserves, has certainly intensified hostilities with the United States. And isn't this the same guy, this Bolivian president, along with, I believe it was Ecuador, was it Brazil? I don't know. There's five nations down there that are opening up the Bank of the South, headed up by Hugo Chavez's brainstorm. So, yes, immediately, if this is one of those guys, and I think it is, yes, you're an immediate enemy of the United States government. You are, sir, on the axis of evil. They're going to put you on the list. When Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld visited Paraguay in August of 2005, he told reporters that there certainly is evidence that both Cuba and Venezuela have been involved in the situation in Bolivia in unhelpful ways. Now, I have to ask Donald Rumsfeld, define unhelpful. Okay, how is it that they are unhelpful? What unhelpful ways are you speaking, Donald Rumsfeld? And I think I can tell you how. All right, the unhelpful ways that they are, quote, unhelpful in is that they're not goose stepping and licking the boots of the people who are trying to control all of the world's oil. Henceforth, the globalists, if you will. Military analysts from Uruguay and Bolivia maintain that the threat of terrorism is often used by the U.S. as an excuse for military intervention and monopolization of natural resources. No. You're kidding me. Let me read that again. Military analysts from Uruguay and Bolivia maintain that the threat of terrorism is often used by the United States as an excuse for military intervention and the monopolization of natural resources. Well, hello. Did you guys just crawl out from under a rock? This has been going on for a long time. Let me take this a little bit further here, folks. A journalist writing for the Argentinian newspaper Clarín visited the base at Mariscal Estacaribia and reported it to be in perfect condition. capable of handling large military planes. What a surprise. It is oversized for the Paraguayan Air Force, which only has a handful of small aircraft. I'm sorry. The base is capable of housing 16,000 troops, has an enormous radar system, huge hangars, and an air traffic control tower. The airstrip itself is larger than the one at the international airport and in Asunción, Paraguay's capital. It's larger than the capital airport, folks. Near the base is a military camp that has, interestingly enough, grown in size. Helena notes that Paraguay's neighbors are very skeptical of this situation, and well, they should be, I might add, as there is disturbing resemblances between the United States' denials about Mariscal Estacarribia and the disclaimers made by the Pentagon about Eloy Alfaro Air Base in Manta, Ecuador. The United States claimed that Manta Base was a dirt strip used for weather surveillance. When local journalists revealed its size, however, the United States admitted the base harbored thousands of mercenaries, can you say Blackwater, and hundreds of United States troops, and Washington had it signed a 10-year basing agreement with Ecuador. For similarities between Manta Air Base in Ecuador and the current situation unfolding in Paraguay. I wonder if that's another training base for Blackwater down there. Do you think? As Paraguay breaks ranks with her neighbors by allowing the United States to carry out military operations in the heart of South America, Logan and Flynn report that non-governmental organizations in Paraguay are protesting the new U.S. military presence in their country, warning that recent moves could be laying the foundation for increasing U.S. military presence and influence over the entire region. Perhaps the strongest words came from the director of Paraguayan human rights organization Peace and Justice Service, Orlando Castillo, who claims that the United States aspires to turn Paraguay into a second Panama for its troops, and it is not far from achieving its objective to control the southern cone and extend the Colombian War. I wonder if that has anything to do with George Bush making that purchase of 100,000 acres down there in Paraguay. Nah, just a coincidence, huh? All right, well, that concludes the top 25 censored news stories, folks, that the mainstream American public should be aware of, but are not. And I'm going to end this broadcast today with a very interesting article written by Pastor Chuck Baldwin from newswithviews.com, and it's regarding Ron Paul. And I wanted to end my show with this today, because the reason I'm excited is it doesn't make any difference what these people do, and it doesn't make any difference what the mainstream corporate media doesn't report. The fact of the matter is, we're on a roll, folks. We're on a roll from the grassroots. Ron Paul has got as much money in his campaign as he needs. The Indian nations are starting to pull out, okay? And the credit industry, from thanks to John Statmiller's show and James Martinez, cash flow is starting to be exposed, and it's getting bigger all the time. But I'm going to finish up with this. According to the Associated Press, Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul's supporters raised over $6 million Sunday, that's on the money bomb day, to boost a 10-term congressman's campaign for the White House. And the Associated Press report also said the Paul campaign's previous fundraiser brought in $4.2 million. According to the Paul campaign website, in a 24-hour period on December 16th, the campaign raised $6.026 million, surpassing the one-day record of $5.7 million held by John Kerry. And by the way, I want to insert here, it had nothing to do with any corporate faction. It had nothing to do with the mainstream media. It was all done from people like us, grassroots people, folks. Congratulations to you. The $6 million one-day total means the campaign has raised over $18 million this quarter, far exceeding its goal of $12 million. Now, if one listens to most of the political pundits in the major media, Ron Paul is some kind of kook, and his supporters are also a bunch of kooks. So the question must be asked, just who are these kooks that are supporting him, and where did they get all this money? Well, first let's take a look at the kook who is receiving all the money. Ron Paul was born the third son of Howard and Margaret Paul and was brought up with a work ethic in which one worked 6 days a week and went to church on Sunday. His first job was at age five, helping his uncle wash bottles. His work all the way through his youth, mowing lawns, delivering newspapers, working in a drugstore, delivering furniture and laundry. In high school, Ron was a track star, winning state as a junior in the mid-220-yard dash and running second in the 440. His time in the 100 dash was 9.8. That's pretty good. I was never able to break 10 flat in the 100, although I bet I could have beaten him in the 50-yard dash. He also wrestled in high school. Coincidentally, so did I. But here Ron leaves me. He was president of the student council and an honor student. I never accomplished that. I was just glad to get promoted to the next grade. Even as a senior statesman, Ron Paul keeps himself in terrific shape. Have you seen him lately? He still maintains a rigorous exercise regimen. Ron's two brothers are both ministers, and he has become a medical doctor. He graduated from Duke University School of Medicine. When the Cuban Missile Crisis arose, Ron became a flight surgeon in the United States Air Force, and he also served in the Air National Guard. As an OBGYN physician, Dr. Ron Paul has delivered more than 4,000 babies, and he and his wife, Carol, have been married for more than 50 years. They have 5 children, 18 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild. Ron Paul is currently in his 10th term as a congressman from Texas. As a congressman, Ron Paul has never taken a government-paid junket. He is not accepting a government pension. He returns a portion of his office budget every year to the taxpayers. As a member of Congress, he has never voted on a raise for himself. Do you know any other member of Congress that can make such a claim? Of course you don't, because Ron Paul is truly one of a kind. Former President Ronald Reagan said this about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is one of the outstanding leaders fighting for a stronger national defense. And as a former Air Force officer, he knows well the needs of our armed forces, as he always puts them first. We need to keep him fighting for our country. Perhaps this helps explain why many of the kooks supporting Ron Paul are active duty military personnel. In fact, Ron Paul has received more campaign contributions from active duty military personnel than any other presidential candidate from either party. But who are the other kooks supporting Ron Paul? What kind of people give more than $18 million a quarter year to a presidential candidate that is almost universally ignored by the mainstream press? What kind of people give record contributions to a presidential candidate that is lampooned by his fellow Republican presidential contenders? For example, Huckabee recently said he could support any other Republican presidential contenders except Ron Paul. That means Huckabee would rather support a pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage, pro-gun control liberal such as Giuliani than support pro-life. Like Ron Paul. Why is that? We'll be back at the break, and I'll finish this up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
cook, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Finishing up this article by Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, newswithfuse.com, regarding Ron Paul. Furthermore, why are the entire major media group and establishment Republican machine either ignoring or lampooning the distinguished Air Force veteran, medical doctor, and 10-term congressman? What is it about Ron Paul that the elite are so afraid of? Here's something else. While Ron Paul's contributions have exploded, Huckabee is all but broke. How can that be? How can a political frontrunner be out of money while a man who doesn't have a chance is breaking fundraising records? So who are all these kooks who are sending Ron Paul so much money? And just why are they sending him so much money? I will tell you who they are because I'm one of them. They are rank-and-file tax-paying citizens who are sick and tired of out-of-control federal spending and deficits. They've had it with an arrogant federal government that runs roughshod over both the constitutions and the liberties of the American people. They are people who have had enough of the IRS, the BATF, and the thousands of other federal agencies that have erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. They are people who see through the phony, disingenuous federal politicians who only want to fleece the American citizenry for all the purpose of building their own personal fortunes. They've had it with the military-industrial complex that desires to build international empires at the expense of blood and sacrifice of the American people. They've had it with a David Rockefeller and his Council on Foreign Relations. They've had it with the arrogance of George W. Bush and Nancy Pelosi. They are sick and tired of paying outlandish taxes for public education system that produces high school graduates who cannot read and write. They are sick and tired of working for 30 years to pay off a mortgage, only to then be forced to pay extortion money, property taxes, for the rest of their lives to a feudal state. They are sick and tired of a government telling them what they can and cannot do with their own property. They are sick and tired of watching people with food stamps buy T-bone steaks and expensive Nike tennis shoes while they are forced to buy fatty hamburger and cheap sneakers. They are sick and tired of watching their manufacturing jobs go to China and India. They've had it with the money-hungry businessmen who hire illegal Mexicans at slave labor wages. They've had it with labor unions promoting politicians who support NAFTA, CAFTA, and the FTAA, and they are sick and tired of being bled dry at the gas pump. They've had it with this phony war on terrorism that sends trillions of dollars to nations throughout the Middle East but refuses to close our own borders to illegal immigration. They have had it with the war on drugs and the war on terror being used as excuses to trample people's freedoms. They've had it with Vicente Fox and Felipe Calderon, and they've had it with Bush's North American Union. They've had it with Joel Osteen and Rick Warren. In short, they've just had it. They also know that a vote for any other Republican presidential candidate is a vote for more of the same. Democrat or Republican, it is more of the same. Ron Paul and Ron Paul alone will bring a revolution of freedom and independence to America. Believe me, the Ron Paul revolution is bigger than Ron Paul. This is the beginning of a movement. No matter what ultimately happens to Ron Paul's candidacy, the fight to return America to its roots of freedom and independence has started, and the fire is lit. There is no putting it out. There will be no other Ron Pauls, no other campaigns, other spokesmen, other fundraising. The people supporting Ron Paul will not be silenced. They will not be ignored. They will not be intimidated. In truth, Ron Paul's campaign may be just the beginning of the end of the elitist globalist stranglehold over America. And as one who is also fed up with the globalist goons that dominate the two major parties, I join the Ron Paul revolution and vow to fight for the rest of my life for the freedom and independence of the United States. This means I will never again support a business-as-usual millionaires club, globalist toady from either party ever again. I will only support candidates who are fully committed to restoring constitutional government. If that makes me a kook, so be it. And to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I say amen, and I hope you guys do the same. I couldn't have said that better or more eloquently myself. That, folks, is only part of the reason why I'm excited. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us. National Intel Report coming up with John Statler. I'm sure he's got a great show. And have a great rest of the day after Christmas, December 26, 2007. See you tomorrow.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice.
with research.